It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
My son is in college now and almost 21 years old. Oh my gosh. But I still remember those teenage years. So many of my patients bring in their teenagers to see me, usually related to food allergies, acne, and sleep issues. Oh, and those raging hormones, of course. Well, on Nature Secrets today, I'm going to talk about natural teen health, how you can help your teen gain more control over their sleep, hormones, and skin. So let's start with sleep. You know, sleep is so important to all of us, but teens in particular don't get enough. And the science says that they really need at least 9 hours every night. Every night. Only 15% of teens. The studies show that 15% of teens get 8.5 hours of sleep every school night. That's not enough, 15%. So the rest of our teens are definitely lacking. Now, there's five reasons, you know, that for sleep deprivation, which I'm going to discuss about. But why is it so important? Let's just tell you why. Because sleep is when all of the essential cognitive processes take place in the brain. This is when, you know, you can have all those important restorative processes. That's what I'm talking about. We need to restore our brain. It's a time where our brain does all this housekeeping, organizing, and scheduling, all of this. You know, if your teen doesn't get enough good night's sleep, then he's not going to be prepared for the next day. Definitely, you're not going to be able to, he's not going to be able, he, him, or she will not be able to file away the information and memories, and probably most likely will be experiencing lack of focus, will have some mood swings, and of course, drowsiness, and we don't want that for our teenage drivers. So what are the five reasons that teenagers have sleep deprivation? Number one, there's irregular sleep patterns. You know, teenagers are known to sleep much later. This is actually natural internal biological clock. The studies show that teens actually move from sleeping at about 8 to 9 o'clock, and they shift naturally. Their body naturally wants to sleep between 10 and 11 o'clock. That's the reason why they actually get less sleep, because the wake-up schedule of going to school is still the same. They've got to get to school by 8 o'clock, which means a lot of them, if they're carpooling and bus riding, then they're going to have to get up often at 6 a.m. So if they go to bed at 11 and wake up at 6, well, that's what, 7 hours. So they get 2 hours less sleep. That's the one big factor. And some schools now, which are, boy, amazing, that they're actually willing to change the shifting of the teenagers coming back to school at a later time. Well, what the whole idea here is, though, we want to get the child to be able to sleep earlier, at least, if not 11, then make it by 10. That one extra hour that you get from 7 to 8 hours of sleep will make a huge difference for the way the child works during the day, and even with his athletics. Now, another reason is because they're always constantly working on their computers, and the lights are on, blaring at them. And when that happens, then the darkness, you know, at nighttime, when they should be having darker experience, like, you know, when the sun goes down, then their melatonin ends up not being excreted. So there's too much light from electronics, being in bed. You know, a lot of kids love to be in bed and read on their computer or iPad or watch movies. You know, so what I want you to do is take that electronics out of their bedroom and have them read. Have them read. Make sure that they have blackout shades so that the lighting from the outside doesn't come into their bedroom. They can even use an eye mask. I've actually given my son eye masks. And when we would travel, particularly when we would travel across continents and there would be a jet lag issue, we would always use eye masks to resync our biological rhythm so we can wake up at the right time and go to bed at a decent hour. Another thing that you can do is make sure that if in the wintertime they have problems waking up because there's not enough light, then use a light box at least 15-20 minutes to reset their brain. All right, what else? Why else nighttime snacks. They don't sleep well because they're eating too much candy, cookies, ice cream, things that are irritating to the gut and keep them awake. Food allergies, we got to make sure that they don't have any triggers that can trigger sleep apnea, food allergies like and upset stomachs, and also cause anxiety and issues. So got to get that those food allergies tested, and you might want to try an elimination diet. Now, environmental allergens and toxins that I talk about a lot of in my book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, is really important because you might be around, let's say, a lot of dust mites on the bed, and the kids are constantly itching and sneezing. Well, who can get sleep if that's happening? So really important, check out the book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, and I talk a lot about your living environment. Especially, there's a special section for children's rooms, but you want to be able to make sure that the environment is healthy and it's a conducive for deep, uninterrupted sleep. All right, what's next? For teens, hormone fluctuations. They go through enormous changes during puberty. And you know what? Of course, these hormone changes will completely stress out your child's brain circuitry. It will have issues with the way their body feels. They start to get more anxious in the premenstrual. Even if the child, young girl, has not had their menstruation yet, but there's still fluctuations. And then, of course, for young boys as well, you know, things are changing. Pumping out adrenaline stress and all of these sex hormones and growth hormones, including estrogens and testosterone. You know, I mean, an estrogen, a gal can have 8 times more estrogen when they are going through puberty. For a boy, they can have 10 times more testosterone. So they can go from pretty much being a docile child to like, oh my gosh, who is this kid who is so aggressive and yelling all the time? So what do I suggest for these children that are changing and transforming into young adults? Exercise. Exercise is one of my favorite ways that I tell people, to tell parents to get their children into exercise. It doesn't have to be where you're doing 2 to 3 different exercises a day, but in some way, a sport, something that they can play regularly and help them with their fluctuations and aggressive behavior. Then number 2, I recommend parents to really look out for exposures to phytoestrogens such as soy, pomegranate juice, tempeh, linseed, flax seeds. Although they're great for adults, for young people, that can actually trigger more estrogenic issues. Then also, where else can you get these hormones is skincare. Read all those. Make sure there's no parabens in it. Bisphenol A, don't put any forms of the sealants on the teeth of these children because that is also estrogenic and can cause a lot of hormone fluctuations. Pesticides, of course. And then now let's talking about food and things that can be estrogenic. So is a problem with acne. You know, when we have teenagers always complain about acne, sure, it's caused by hormones, but it's also caused by the food you eat. What are the main causes of acne? Dairy products, as well as yeast, meaning bread and crackers and things that have a lot of yeast, and chocolate. Those 3 are the number one foods that you can ask your children to minimize these young teens, preteens, so that it really reduces the inflammatory reactions in the skin. What's next is excess sugar. Excess sugar is definitely involved in feeding the bugs in their gut that can increase the actual overgrowth of bacteria and yeast. And if their gut is unhealthy and inflamed with all the sugar and junk food and candy that they love, well, what's going to happen? Increasing the gut dysbiosis, which is too much excess in toxins. And then they're going to absorb it through the gut, and it literally comes out through their skin. And what is that? It's literally pus and acne. All right, so we got through a lot of good things. You know, your teen's puberty may be a roller coaster ride, but definitely try to make them make it easier for them and looking at all the natural remedies for them. So until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to serve you. All right, this is Wellness for Life Radio and Radio MD. See you next time. Stay well.